One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The sun had barely dipped below the horizon, casting a dusky glow over our forward operating base in Afghanistan. As the evening chill settled in, we gathered around the mess tent, trying to shake off the day's fatigue. My name is Sergeant Williams, and I was part of a small unit stationed deep in the heart of enemy territory. Life in the military is filled with routine and camaraderie, but tonight felt different. There was an unspoken tension in the air, a sense of unease that none of us could quite put our finger on. We were a close-knit group, having faced countless dangers together, but something about tonight felt off. It started with small, seemingly insignificant disturbances. Private Harris, a normally composed soldier, seemed unusually jumpy. He kept glancing over his shoulder, his eyes darting nervously. I approached him, trying to figure out what was bothering him. "Harris, you all right?" I asked, placing a hand on his shoulder. He flinched at my touch, his eyes wide with fear. "Sarge, I don't know. I keep hearing whispers, like someone calling my name." I frowned. "You're just tired, Harris. Get some rest. We'll talk about it in the morning." But sleep was a luxury none of us could afford that night. As darkness enveloped the base, the whispers grew louder, more insistent. It wasn't just Harris anymore. Other soldiers reported hearing their names whispered in the wind, soft and sinister. The sounds seemed to come from nowhere and everywhere all at once. I tried to dismiss it as collective paranoia, a byproduct of stress and exhaustion. But deep down, I felt it too, a gnawing sense of dread that kept me on edge. That night, as I lay in my bunk, the whispers came for me as well. They were faint at first, barely audible, but they grew louder, more distinct. "Williams," the voice hissed. "Williams, come." I bolted upright, my heart pounding. The barracks were dark and silent, save for the soft snores of my comrades. I grabbed my flashlight and scanned the room, but there was nothing there. Just shadows and the creeping feeling of being watched. The next day, our commanding officer, Captain Mitchell, called an emergency meeting. He looked as haggard as the rest of us, dark circles under his eyes betraying his lack of sleep. "Listen up, everyone," he began, his voice strained. "I know some of you have been hearing things, seeing things that aren't there. I don't know what's causing it, but we need to stay focused. We're in enemy territory, and the last thing we need is to lose our heads." We nodded, trying to push the fear aside. But it wasn't long before things escalated. That evening, while on patrol, Corporal Davis went missing. One moment he was there, and the next, he was gone, vanished into thin air. We searched the area thoroughly, but there was no trace of him. Panic set in. We doubled our guard, but the whispers continued, growing more menacing with each passing night. Soldiers who had once been strong and unshakable now looked over their shoulders constantly, eyes wide with terror. One night, I was on watch duty with Private Garcia, a quiet but reliable soldier. The night was eerily still, the air thick with tension. As we stood there, scanning the perimeter, Garcia suddenly grabbed my arm. "Do you see that?" he whispered, pointing towards the edge of the camp. I squinted into the darkness, and there, just beyond the reach of our lights, was a figure. It stood motionless, watching us. My blood ran cold. "Who's there?" I called out, my voice wavering. The figure didn't move. It was as if it were waiting for something. I felt a chill run down my spine, and Miller and I exchanged a nervous glance. "Let's check it out," I said, my voice barely above a whisper. We approached cautiously, weapons at the ready. But as we neared the figure...
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
It melted into the shadows, disappearing before our eyes. We searched the area but found nothing, no footprints, no signs of anyone having been there. The whispers grew louder that night, more insistent. They seemed to echo through the very walls of the base, a constant, maddening presence. Sleep was impossible as the voices invaded our minds, filling us with dread. The following day, Captain Mitchell called another meeting. His face was ashen, his eyes haunted. "We need to figure out what's happening," he said, his voice shaky. "This isn't just stress or paranoia. Something is here with us." We decided to conduct a thorough sweep of the area, hoping to find some explanation for the strange occurrences. As we moved through the base, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. The shadows seemed to dance around us, whispering our names, taunting us. Then we found it, a small, hidden room beneath the base, something none of us had known existed. Inside were old, weathered documents, and a large, ominous-looking chest. It was covered in strange symbols. As we opened the chest, a cold wind swept through the room, extinguishing our lights. The whispers grew deafening, a cacophony of voices that seemed to come from the very walls themselves. Inside the chest was a journal, its pages filled with accounts of dark rituals and forbidden practices. Captain Mitchell read aloud, his voice trembling. This place was used for dark rituals during the war. Soldiers who went mad with fear and paranoia. They believed these rituals would protect them, but instead, they cursed this place. The realization hit us like a punch to the gut. The whispers, the figures, the disappearances, they were all connected to these ancient, malevolent practices. We knew what we had to do. We gathered every document, every artifact, and burned them, hoping to cleanse the base of its dark history. As the flames consumed the cursed items, the air seemed to lighten. The whispers faded, and for the first time in weeks, we felt a sense of peace. I was stationed in a remote desert outpost, far from any semblance of civilization. The harsh landscape was our constant companion, with its relentless heat during the day and bone-chilling cold at night. Our unit was tasked with patrolling a nearby abandoned village, a relic of ancient times that locals avoided like the plague. One night, under the pale light of a waning moon, we received orders to investigate the village. Rumors had been circulating about insurgent activity in the area, and we couldn't afford to leave any stone unturned. Our convoy rumbled through the desolate terrain, the only sounds being the growl of engines and the whisper of the wind through the dunes. Upon arrival, we split into smaller teams to sweep the village. I was partnered with Sergeant Thompson, a seasoned soldier with nerves of steel. As we moved through the narrow alleys, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. The village was eerily silent, the air thick with an unsettling stillness. We entered what seemed to be an old mosque, its walls adorned with faded carvings and inscriptions. In the center of the room lay a large, ornate chest, partially buried under centuries of dust and sand. Curiosity got the better of us, and we decided to open it, hoping to find something of value or significance. As soon as we lifted the lid, a wave of cold air washed over us, and a strange, musty odor filled the room. Inside the chest was a small, intricately carved artifact. It was a stone tablet, covered in symbols that none of us recognized. Thompson, ever the skeptic, dismissed it as an old piece of junk, but I felt an inexplicable sense of dread. We reported our findings and were ordered to bring the artifact back to the base for further examination. That night, as we settled into our bunks, the atmosphere seemed to shift. The temperature dropped significantly, and an oppressive silence blanketed the camp. Sleep came reluctantly, filled with restless dreams and shadowy figures. The following day, strange occurrences began. Equipment malfunctioned without explanation, and several soldiers reported hearing whispers in the wind. The artifact was stored in the base's makeshift lab, guarded by Private Miller, a young recruit eager to prove himself. That evening, I found Miller standing outside the lab, staring into the distance with a vacant expression. "Miller, you okay?" I asked, placing a hand on his shoulder. He didn't respond, just kept staring into the night. I shook him gently, and he finally blinked, looking at me with eyes full of fear. I heard them," he stammered. "Voices, they were calling my name." I tried to reassure him, chalking it up to fatigue and the desert's eerie atmosphere. But deep down, I felt the same unease. That night, as I lay in my bunk, the whispers came. Faint at first, then growing louder, echoing in my mind. I tossed and turned, unable to escape the chilling voices. Over the next few days, the situation worsened. Soldiers grew paranoid, reporting sightings of shadowy figures lurking around the camp. Thompson, who had been skeptical from the start, began to show signs of distress. He confided in me that he felt something was watching him, following him wherever he went. One evening, while on patrol, Thompson and I stumbled upon a figure standing in the middle of the desert. It was a woman, dressed in tattered robes, her face obscured by a hood. We approached cautiously, weapons at the ready. As we got closer, she lifted her head, revealing hollow, sunken eyes. "Leave this place," she whispered, her voice carrying an otherworldly echo. "The artifact is cursed. It brings death." Before we could react, she vanished into thin air, leaving us stunned and shaken. We returned to the base, our minds racing with questions. That night, the whispers grew louder, more insistent. Sleep was impossible as the voices invaded our thoughts. Desperation set in, and we decided to consult a local elder, hoping for answers. He listened to our story with a grave expression, then explained the artifact's dark history. It was a relic from an ancient civilization that had dabbled in forbidden rituals. The artifact was cursed, meant to trap and torment any who disturbed it. Armed with this knowledge, we decided to return the artifact to the village and bury it where we found it. As we approached the village, the air grew thick with anticipation. We placed the artifact back in the chest and buried it deep within the sands. The moment we finished, the atmosphere changed. The oppressive weight lifted, and the whispers ceased. We returned to the base, exhausted but relieved. That night, for the first time in weeks, I slept peacefully. However, the experience left its mark on us. We never spoke of the cursed artifact again, but the memory lingered, a constant reminder of the unseen horrors that lurk in the shadows. As soldiers, we were trained to face tangible threats, but nothing had prepared us for the supernatural terror we encountered that fateful night in the desert.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.